The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
We are in lockdown, most of us, and while some are overwhelmed with keeping the children entertained, others may have time on their hands. So, an opportunity to deep clean and keep the virus at bay, but also an opportunity to declutter, spring clean, and maybe even enlist the kids in your efforts. The whole process can even relieve your stress and give you a great sense of achievement at the end of the whole thing. Well, to guide us through the process, joining us now is Lindsay Crombie, aka the Queen of Clean, who's written a book called The Easy Life: Quick Ways to Clean and Manage Your Home All Year Round. Lindsay, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me on.
Now, you are the Queen of Clean, but can you tell me how it all started?
Oh, it's a bit of a long story, if I'm completely honest with you. I took part in a show on Channel 4 about 10 years ago called Obsessive Compulsive Cleaners. I fell into the part. I didn't apply to be on the show. They actually found me. And a good girlfriend of mine made me this bright pink apron with Queen of Clean on. And it's just sort of stuck with me from that very first day.
But you are someone who actually always has enjoyed cleaning. Now, most people say, oh, it's a chore, I don't like doing it, but you actually revel in it.
I absolutely love it. And like my memories of when I was a really small child or of my nans always like with a bucket or a tea towel or something in their hand. And I was always helping my mum when I was young, like cleaning the bathroom with her and doing all those sorts of jobs. So I think it's just sort of in my blood, if I'm honest with you. But I use it as a good sort of stress buster as well. So whenever I feel a bit uptight or I've had a bad day, I always start cleaning. It's like a therapy for me.
Now, you have kind of rules to help people get through all of this. And one of them is, you know, make sure you're wearing comfortable clothes for the job in hand. Stick on a bit of music that you like and get to it.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's all about open the windows when you're cleaning, let the fresh air in. And if it is a colder day, you're naturally going to want to work a bit harder. Comfy trousers and a really good playlist. Now, pick about 10 songs that you absolutely love that really motivate you and spend sort of that time blitzing your house. And once it's done, you know, sort of use it as like your exercise as well. I mean, at the moment in particular, if you are a gym lover, you can't go to the gym, can you? So you need to find another way to burn off that energy.
Now, you've got something called the 5-minute challenge, and I'm that kind of person. I would take on the 5-minute challenge. So tell me, in the different rooms, for example, in the bathroom, let's start with that. What's the 5-minute challenge?
Okay, so what you need to do is either on your phone or on a clock that's near that room, set your timer to 5 minutes, and you're instantly going to think, oh my God, how can I clean that whole room in 5 minutes? But when you're working against the clock, naturally, you sort of challenging yourself and you will do it. So you go in and you blitz. So you're not going to do a massive deep clean in your bathroom in 5 minutes, but you can change the towels, you can rinse over the bath, you can rinse over the sink, you know, you can open the window, you can do all of that. You know, put some bleach down the toilet. That's really easily achievable in 5 minutes. And that's a good one. You know, when we are sort of back to normal and we're back to work and we haven't got much time in the morning, setting that clock to 5 minutes and knowing that when you come home from work, the bathroom's done and maybe you did the kitchen. So you spent 10 minutes before going out of the home to get those two big rooms done. It's a really good feeling. Mm. And again, it's your exercise, it's motivation, it wakes you up, you know, and I think setting yourself personal challenges is a really good thing to do. And if 5 minutes does seem sort of ridiculous, set your own challenge. Yeah. It could be 7 minutes, it could be 10 minutes. You have to do what's right for you, but try and challenge yourself and motivate yourself.
I mean, looking at the kitchen, for example, you say empty the dishwasher, wipe surfaces, put away anything that's out of place, quick vacuum or sweep the floor if it's that kind of floor, wipe any spots that are there, wash and buff the sink and off you go. 5 minutes, done.
Yeah. And honestly, you can do it and you'll be really surprised if you do actually try this and you set your clock, you'll probably find at about 4 minutes, 30 seconds, you're done. So you'll be surprised that you actually have time left, which is a really great feeling. And then it seems like, you know, what do you actually do in 5 minutes? I can scroll through my social media. I can send an email or a text, but you can use that time more wisely if you choose to.
Now, that we're in the middle of this COVID-19 epidemic. Mm. So people want to maybe deep clean. You have a few tips for this COVID-19 environment.
Yeah, I think it's a challenging time for everybody at the moment, isn't it? And we are still fortunate enough to be able to go outside and have some daily exercise, which is great. But what I'm sort of advising is that when you do come in, is that you take your outerwear off, your coat and your shoes, and you try and leave them in a designated area. You know, a piece of newspaper down for your shoes, and then don't travel those items into your home. Leave them sort of in a porch, utility area, or somewhere which is a bit more closed off than the rest of your home. We're not really 100% sure how the virus is sort of, you know, jumping from person to person, but you never know. That daily exercise, who knows, if you do pick it up, just be extra cautious. The same with your shopping. We're allowed to go to the supermarkets, which is fantastic, but just be a bit more precautious when you're bringing your food in. So if you buy, for example, a packet of multi-packet of crisps, take the outer packaging off and then just put the smaller packets into your cupboard. So just be a bit more mindful with your shopping habits. You know, it's sort of common sense, but going back to basics slightly as well. And obviously the hand washing. I mean, I constantly wash my hands, and I'm so pleased to see that hand washing is now becoming such a big thing, because it's something we should all do anyway, which is great.
Now, there are germ hotspots, things that people touch all the time, door handles and light switches and so on. But we might forget some of them. Remote controls, for example.
Yeah, TV remote controls and like your phone and your tablets that maybe your children are playing on, they're constantly got fingers on them, haven't they? So, you know, simple solution, warm soapy water is enough for most of those things. You know, wipe your TV control over once a day. You know, same with your mobile phone. Obviously, because we're not going out and about now and leaving our phones sort of on coffee shop tables, they're not, you know, they're not as bad as they normally would be. But still, just I think get into the habit now of doing these little jobs. So when we do start to go back out and about, you know, it's sort of been drummed into us, you know, that we should be doing these things. And like with your phone, Apple have recently released a statement as well that you can use rubbing alcohol, which is really great at killing germs on your screen. So that's another good product to have in your cleaning caddy.
Now, your book obviously was prepared in advance of the COVID-19 outbreak, but a lot of the principles are there anyway. And the idea of spring cleaning, I mean, here in Dublin, it's a beautiful day today. It's lovely. An ideal day for spring cleaning. And there's a sense of don't waste a crisis. I mean, you're at home, you're locked down, you have a bit more time on your hands. So why not declutter?
Yeah, definitely. It's a really great time. I mean, we've all, even I have got a cupboard in my house where you open it and think, oh my God, where do I start? And I'm sure most people have got one or a drawer. Now is the time. We've got the time now. Get it all out. And literally, my advice is when you tackle a cupboard like this, get everything out of it and then sort through it. Do you need it? When did you last touch it? Is it necessary? You know, and sort of have free piles, like a donate pile, a recycle pile, you know, and a gifting pile or whatever. And really be ruthless and then put the cupboard back as neatly as you can. And I think, I mean, I was surprised. I actually lost an item a while ago, and when I was doing my cupboard declutter, I found this item and I was completely delighted, because in my head I told myself I'd lost it, I'd left it somewhere, it's gone, but I found it. So it's always worth having a good declutter.
Now, when you go to help people declutter or even just get their house in some kind of order, you talk about the gratitude that people feel when they finally have organisation imposed on them. And in your book, I mean, you have kind of diaries that people can fill in terms of the tasks that need to be done on a daily or a weekly basis. And even that element of organisation makes life a lot easier.
It does. It does. I mean, I've seen some houses that are, you know, in quite bad. It's more hoarding than sort of being unclean. And, you know, they don't, you know, I found a house I did once and we decluttered the lounge and we found her sofa underneath all of the clutter. And she just burst out into tears. She was such a lovely lady because she thought she'd never see her sofa again. So that the joyment that she got from this. And now that I've helped her, she's got a little plan. She writes down, you know, weekly jobs that she needs to do, and she's much better than she was, because it's given her a purpose and she knows that it can't get that bad again. And I always think, you know, Monday morning, always, even when we're in isolation now, still write yourself a bit of a to-do list. Give yourself some things to do. It keeps us going, keeps us positive, and it keeps us motivated.
Is there any cleaning job that you really don't like doing?
Not really, if I'm honest with you. I mean, I don't even mind cleaning a dirty toilet, because I think the satisfaction you get when something goes from really bad to looking shiny again, and you've not really spent any money, you've just used like warm soapy water, is amazing. So I think vacuuming the stairs is probably my biggest one, because you're lifting up the heavy vacuum. That's probably my worst job. But honestly, I don't mind. I think, you know, the satisfaction for me in cleaning, and I know that sounds a bit silly, but honestly, you know, it's good for me.
Question from a listener. Can you get paint out of a carpet?
You can, yes. There's quite a few things you can try with paint. If it's quite a thick, glossy paint, then go for a product like WD-40. If it's more of an emulsion type paint, warm soapy water with added white vinegar, scrub it in, and then always never dry it and sort of really rub it, pat dry it. So put like a whole tea towel on it. Get one of your kids to jump on it so that the stain starts lifting out onto the tea towel. So WD-40, warm soapy water with added white wine vinegar.
Okay, now you have examples in your book of making your own cleaners if you can't get to the shops in the lockdown. Glass and window cleaner, carpet refresher, multi-purpose cleaner. And we're talking about wine vinegar, essential oil to give it a nice aroma, and mix up with water and you have a multi-purpose cleaner. Brilliant.
Yeah, there's quite a few things you can do. And, you know, if you've got the time now, you've got chance to sort of play about with these things. Check your kitchen cupboards. You'll be surprised at what you've got in them. And half the time you don't use this stuff to cook with. So clean with it instead.
Do you know what I found in your book, which is intriguing? Advice to me when I'm eating my hamburger. I'm to turn it upside down. Why?
Well, it's, you know, I come up with random things, sorry. But, you know, it just stops the drips. And the one with the ice lolly went down a real treat as well, about putting the, you know, the cupcake holder underneath it. But that's great. That saves so many parents stained T-shirts. Yeah.
I mean, your notion is that the top of the burger bun is more robust than the bottom of it. So flip it over. And you'll get less leakage. So
yes, you do. Anyway, and then if it does fall on the floor, it's got a bit more bounce as well.
Look, it's great talking to you, Lindsay. Thank you very much for joining us. The new book is called The Easy Life, Quick Ways to Clean and Manage Your Home All Year Round. And of course, all of it applicable to deep cleaning for COVID-19. Lindsay, thank you very much for joining us.